We welcome the presiding bishop of the Living Faith Church Worldwide, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Hallelujah. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise. Amen.
Love boosted faith is a faith that works. Not self promoting faith. Yes, I believe God. I believe God for a Mercedes. My God. Mercedes 3000 cc. Go and carry it. My God, you know, we never pray for an aircraft, sir.
Yes, sir.
We never believe for it. We never confess it. No. I was preparing and you walked to my office for the seminar in March 1996. I said, God just told me it's time to get the aircraft. You say what? Praise God. What would you say? Because this man has come again. Never found out their names. When I said we're going to be aircraft, I didn't know the name of anyone other than the ones that fly Nigeria, Nigeria Airways, Okada, Kabu. My God. What works is God at the center of your life. Faith will not work beyond God at the center of your heart. All these self-colors, self-something, you know, you have a red car. It has yellow color. Hallelujah. I see it coming. To where? Amen. Glory to God. Somebody's story is changing. Let your love for God come alive. Your faith will start working like fire.
Yes.
Let your love for God come alive and your faith will start working like fire. Let your love for God come alive afresh. Your faith will start working like fire. Those three Hebrew boys, their love for God was stronger than the fiery furnace. So the fiery furnace bowed. And the Bible says, because they trusted in their God. We'll never bow to a grave. We'd rather bow than bow. We love God beyond what we're talking about. And their faith quenched the fiery furnace. Daniel said, for me to pray to another God, I die for free. And God went in and stopped the mouth of the lion. Paul said, what shall I say? Pray for the love of God. He was lost in the sea overnight. He didn't die. They beat Jesus once. They beat Paul three times. Roman stripes. God of heaven. They stoned him to death. He came back. Love boosted faith will always deliver under all circumstances. Many just love name, they love fame. Yeah, I must be great, I shall be great. Anybody that won't let me be great. Yeah. The faith that works is whatever God makes of you is for Him. Whatever God makes of you is for Him. Whatever God makes for you is for Him. Whatever God makes for you is for Him. When that becomes the platform of your faith, it will always work. Come on, give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You must have heard me say, whatever God cannot do in my life, let it remain on. I'll never check on an alternative source. Whatever God cannot give me, may I never have it. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Him. My faith in Him has never failed. I'm satisfied with Jesus. Wherever God cannot take me to, may I never get there. You can't be in love and lose command. is your tongue. The faith that works, number five, is the action-driven faith. Action-driven faith. James chapter 2 and verse 18. Show me your faith without your corresponding actions, and I'll show you my faith by my actions. You look at the action faith of Abraham, which was, that's what has been diagnosed in that place from 14 to 24. God said to Abraham, move. And Abraham departed. Circumcised all the male bones in your house. As soon as he finished talking, he took the knife and started doing it. Bring your son, your only son Isaac. He rose up early in the morning. He was on his way going. The faith that works is the action-driven faith. A number of us were there that morning of 1996 when I announced with utmost relaxation, God just told me this morning, it's time to get the aircraft. If a man gives according to what he has, it's accepted. And according to what he has now, shall we give right now? Amen. Never mentioned again. David, you were there? Never repeated in any service. It was a Saturday morning. And yet the plane arrived 6 months after. Kalatu Sege, action-driven faith. He spoke to us 17th September that he would do what he would dedicate this sanctuary 18th of September the following year. We came on the 18th to start drawing the rope. The following day. Action-driven. Arise, get down to Lagos. I sent someone out of Kaduna that same day. Action-driven faith. The faith that works is the action-driven faith. Not the dragging faith. I'll think about it. I want to observe the pros and the cons. It has gone. Action-driven. When it's from the Lord, move. Or it's lost. Move or it's lost. Action-driven faith. When he brings a check, yes, listen. We are going to start the ARC project, 2016. And I said, Lord, I'm waiting for a marching order. I said, no, I'm in silence. Then at the point, he said, don't speak to me anymore until I tell you if I need to. Thank you, sir. And when he said it. His hand is too clean on it. Too clean on it. No mistake. Action-driven faith is the faith that works. This complacent faith, sit down tight faith, won't deliver anything. Won't work anything. Wake up. This is the faith of our fathers that is lost today. People have just settled down for confession until they are confused. They confess and confess to the point of confusion. It's time to wake up and take responsibility. The faith that works is the action-driven faith. Your faith will not fail again. Your faith will not fail again. We have had some things on this altar. If you don't act on them, it's gone. It's gone. If you go back to your spiritual lapses, God have mercy. Go back to a prayerless lifestyle. God have mercy. Action-driven faith. As we close, the faith that works is offense-free faith. Woe to the world because of offenses. Luke 17 verse 1. It's impossible that offense should come, but woe unto them through whom they come. Woe unto the world because of offenses. Bitterness of heart. Matthew 11, 6, 1982, I was teaching on blessed is he, whosoever is not offended in me. And one of the women, ladies in that place, has some challenges and is upset with many people. according to his testimony, to her testimony, she just gave up on those offenses and God visited her. And blessed is he whosoever is not offended in me. John was in trouble. He sent to Jesus. I hope I didn't make a mistake by declaring you as the Messiah. Have you not heard that I'm in the prison? What ministry are you doing? He was offended in Christ. He lost his place. Blessed is he whosoever is not offended in me. God is not to blame for what challenge may be facing. It's our way out of it. It's not behind the tragedy of our life. It's our way out of it. Refuse to be offended in God. If you're offended in your helper, where will your help come from? If you're offended in your helper, where will your help? Where will my help come from? John was offended in Christ. He lost out. In spite of the heavy prophetic word concerning him. No one shall lose out here. God is never to blame for wherever we may find ourselves today. It's enough for a man to say, if I've done iniquity, I will do no more. And that which I know not, teach thou me. God is never to blame for wherever we may find ourselves today. That's in Job 34, somewhere there. You know, never to blame. God is never to blame wherever we may find ourselves today. Refuse to be offended in your God. It's your last and only hope. Your only and last hope to come out of any mess in life. Refuse to be offended in God. Give me that scripture, please. I'd like you to go home with it. Job 34, I think. Some verse there, either 17 or somewhere. Can I have you say with me, God is never to blame for the issues around my life? God is never to blame for the issues around my life. It's my only way out of it. I refuse to be offended in God. So offense-free faith is the faith that works. Finally, bold speaking faith, and we stop there. Many of us are victims of that today. We hardly can declare in the open what we claim to believe on the inside, and it will never turn to manifestation until it's openly and boldly declared. What you will not declare boldly, God will not make happen openly. Ameko kande kandarato sange. What you will not declare boldly, God will never make happen openly. What scripture is that, please? Job 34, 31, and 32. Please read that for me. Surely. Now go to 30, please. Surely it is meet to be said unto God, I have borne chastisement, I will not offend anymore. That which I see not, teach thou me. If I've done iniquity, I will do it no more. There are some things that are chastisement of the Lord to get us back on course. Don't get offended. Lord, where have I missed it? Help me out at this time. You are never to blame for where I find myself. And I will never ascribe the blame to you all my life. You love me too much. That gets your faith to work. Now, Acts chapter 14 and verse 3, they were there speaking boldly of the Lord, which gave witness to the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hand. You are ashamed to speak boldly. God will never confirm openly. I can never be poor. And I look like a symbol of poverty. Yes, let them mock you. Until they mock you, God won't make you. Let them mock you. I started screaming it without a microphone, with horn speaker. I can never be poor. One of my associates said to me in their office in those days, he said, "What bombshell has your pastor thrown today? What bombshell?" Because they were bombshells. Bombshells. One of the deaconesses said, "Daddy, the way they are talking about you in town." I said, "What are you weeping for?" He said, "Please don't say I'll be rich again." I said, "Don't touch that area." And I was serviced that day. So I said, one of you was crying today, say, "I should not say I'll be rich." I said, "Listen, I'll not only be rich, I'll be the richest." I saw her, she burst into laughter. He wanted to steal my destiny. No. Boldly. And so one day, whether they were right or wrong, they said, "I'm the richest person in the world." Amen. You know, and I didn't ask them to say so. They're the one who said so. But when they say what they say I'm worth is nonsense. They don't know my worth. Nobody knows my worth. I'm blessed according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You know the worth of that one? To all these small dollars they call millions. That's not it. At the command of wealth, through an addiction to covenant practice. Somebody's story is changing. Bold speaking, is it? My counselor asked me, "David, what are you looking for in your marriage?" I said, "Hitch-free marriage." He said, "What?" I said, "Hitch-free." He said, "How do you mean?" I said, "Well, we have been in courtship for some years. We are not." He said, "No, when you are separate from each other, it's difficult to step on one another's toes. But when you are together, it's impossible." I said, "Sir, but me and you are sitting on the same coach. Why am I not stepping on your toes?" He looked at me with a gaze. I said, "One, I'm not blind. Two, I'm not wicked." He lies. Okay. That's the humor between my counselor and me. It was so real to me that I can't be quiet. Hitch-free marriage. I wasn't fighting before I got married. Will I now start fighting?
No.
And two are better than one, not worse than one. No. If I was not fighting before, why should I start it now?
No.
What a career. What a career. So to all those men trying to enter into the ring with their wife, go to the sports council and register. And fight for profit. Not fight for losses. You beat your wife, you take career to the hospital. What gain are you making? They are looking for fighters in the council. Go there and register that you are a wrestler. Praise God. Bold speaking is key to it. When I say 1 billion devils can't stand my way, I know what I'm talking about. I know I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above. So they are not near the place. You also say, but you won't say it. He said, "Satan is pursuing you." Why? You look like pursuable. You look like pursuable. When we're growing up, you look at any child you want to engage in a fight with to see what he weighs. When you know that somebody you can deal with, you just draft him out of the corner and then you are very stupid. Was it me you were talking to yesterday? He looks like somebody you can beat. Wake up! If you are ashamed of me in this world, Mark 8 and verse 38, and of my word, I will also be ashamed of you before my Father and his angels, who transact our business between the heavens and the earth. It's over. Now, whatever you operate on these platforms, these are not all, but these are vital covenants of faith. You are sure of delivery. From now, don't be ashamed of his word. Declare it boldly. They may call it arrogance. You are making your boast in the Lord. There's a word of difference between making boast in self and making boast in the Lord. Whatever God tells me, I trust him too much to say it boldly. You may laugh and mock, that's your business. God is bound to confirm what I declare boldly by faith. So let everyone believe in God for free, or you won't be able to tell any devil it is done. You get back home, they say, how far? You say, it is done. Your business has been crawling, you say, how far? You say, new order breakthrough, it is done. You say it boldly, God will confirm it openly. Stand to your feet. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Hallelujah. Lift up your two hands, everyone. Give God thanks tonight for the table of the covenant of faith that he has delivered to us. Give him praise. Give him glory. In Jesus' precious name. Now, listen to this. When I had the testimony, I was wondering whether it is children from motherless babies' home. So I said they should give me the paper where they wrote the testimony. So I asked one, go and check up whether they had what they said properly. He said, I can't tell them. I said, no, go and find out. Then the people who took the testimony were already behind me. They said, sir, that is the truth. I said, what is the truth? Tell me the truth. A set of twins after 21 years. What do you call six? Is he set? Eh? Says what?
Sex duplex.
Sex duplex.
Sex duplex. Sex duplex.
Say it.
Sex duplex.
Set. Amen. Six at a time. Amen. In all my life, I've seen four. I've never seen six. And I don't know if it still happens. Six. And I ask, I say, are you the one? Because she's a nerd. I say, are you the one? He says, she's the one. She didn't look it. How can that small body carry 6 years? Now, what you never look like will be the order of happiness in your life. By the authority of faith. What the world can never imagine around your life will begin to happen as we depart from here. But you see, they were engaging in kingdom advancement endeavors. They were manifesting and demonstrating their love for God. And God stepped in to prove that their faith works. In the precious name of Jesus, you are returning from this mountain as another man. As another woman. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift up those two hands, everyone, and celebrate God for the light that has come your way tonight. Magnify God for the light that has come your way tonight. Celebrate God for the light that has come your way tonight. Celebrate God for the light that has come your way tonight. Everybody. There is nothing magic about faith. It's a correct covenant positioning that makes it work. A correct covenant position that makes it work. Come on now, give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. And give him thanks. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and get seated. Amen. Tonight, without any assumption, the overcoming faith, the nations of doing faith, the lion mouth stopping faith, the fiery furnace quenching faith, they only apply to believers. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and he overcomes by faith. Faith does not work for the unsaved. Don't assume your salvation. Experience it. Salvation is not an ideology, it's an experience. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, behold, all things have become new. Never assume your salvation. Never appropriate your salvation. My father is the leader of the Pentecostal in the world during his time. That's okay. Are you saved? You are here tonight. You want faith to work the wonders that we have talked about in your life. And more importantly, you want to spend eternity with Christ after a most triumphant adventure on earth as you get saved. Turn your life over to Christ tonight. And I'm talking to the entire world at the same time, wherever we are gathered together tonight, or you are on with your own personal device or before any television screen. You know that you are not saved. 1 John 5:4, he said, whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that makes him an overcomer, even his faith. Faith applies to the redeemed alone. Somebody saying, I want to surrender my life to Christ tonight, I want to be born again, I want my sins forgiven. Stand to your feet wherever you are. Stand to your feet. Jesus, save my soul tonight. Stand to your feet. Jesus, wash me with your blood tonight. Stand to your feet. I want to become a child of God tonight. Stand to your feet. I want to become a new creature tonight. Stand to your feet. I want to experience the reality of salvation tonight. Stand to your feet. Church, give the Lord a big hand for these precious people. Amen. Across all the visit centers around the world at this time, everyone that stood out for these prayers, get ready to move to the front. Somebody else is saying, I want to rededicate my life to Christ. I mean, I've just been doing it my own way. Now my eyes are open. I've gone far away from the Lord. I want to return back to him. You want to dedicate your life to Christ, at the same time, stand to your feet. I'll pray with you. It never works for off and on people. Stand to your feet. God bless you, and God bless you. Now, all over the world at this time, move to the front. Those who have stood up for these prayers, move to the front. And now, choir, get us singing faith-fearing song. Something has broken loose tonight in everyone's life. Something has broken loose tonight in everyone's life. Get us to sing his praises that celebrates the victory in the faith of Christ. Come on now, God is faithful. Everybody that stood up for this prayer, find your way to the front quickly. Find your way to the front quickly. If you are coming from outside, you don't know where you are, please carry your Bible and your bag with you. Please do. Please do. Or you leave that with your friends or your neighbors around you that you know Jesus is Lord. Come on now, let's praise him.
I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with faith in him will never fail. I'm satisfied.
one in front right here, please lift up your hands, your right hand to heaven. Across the nations at this time, we are praying together. Lift up your right hand to heaven. You are here for your salvation. And pray this simple prayer after me from the depth of your heart. Say after me, Lord Jesus, save my soul. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again. To translate me from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. To set me free from the power of sin. To serve the living God. Tonight, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe my sins are now forgiven. I'm born again. I'm restored back to the faith. I am now a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Congratulations. Congratulations. In the name of Jesus. Please make sure your forms are clearly filled. We love to get in touch with you and remain part of your joy and help us of your faith. Give us that opportunity. In the name of Jesus. Please get back to your seat rejoicing. Submit your card and go back to your seat. Glory to God. Come on, church. Give the Lord a big hand of praise all across the world at this time. Amen. Glory to the Lord. Shall we all rise, please? It's time to put to work what you have received tonight. Prompt response is vital to how much our faith delivers. We had the good news in the morning that you have what it takes to deal with whatever issues are around your life now. It will not suffer any of us to be tempted beyond what we are able. Now, he has shown us the way, the faith way out of every issue of concern. And what do? Engage with the things you have heard to address those situations. It won't speak to the mountain for you. You and I, we have to do it. If you say to this mountain of challenge, get lost, and will not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that the things you say will come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. Whatever represents an issue in anyone's life right now, you are what it takes to say, get thee behind me, Satan. You don't belong here. Not here. Address that mountain of head concern. Enough! Enough! Jesus already fully paid the price. I'm entitled to healthy living in redemption. Enough! Now, lift up your two hands and begin to challenge and overcome and speak to those mountains. Whatever you know is working against your destiny in Christ, address it now. Whatever is contrary to your inheritance in Christ, address it now. Address it now. Address it now. Speak to that mountain. Get thee out of my way. Get thee out of my way in the name of Jesus Christ. Get thee out of my way in the name of Jesus Christ. Get thee out of my way in the name of Jesus Christ. Get thee out of my way in the name of Jesus Christ. Rabelekeretos. Lebora balatas. Angre ketebria lecano. Take responsibility. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Speak to that sickness and disease. Get thee out of my body. Engage. Labereke nekotande noba. Embrabayakarakatande. Zazezo zozo. Ebragalate sano. Embreke nekorande toto. Embrabayakarakatandeko. Babali tete. Babali tete. Barode kana. Embrokolaketa. Eyoshangalabara. Speak to that situation now. Speak to your eyes to be open. Speak to your ears to open. In the name of Jesus, speak to that terminal disease. Get thee out of my body. Rebolika, balokate, edobolota, zengleretia, eyeketoka, barada. We are entitled to overcome by faith. Now take your victory. Take your victory over that challenge, over that situation. Take your victory. Take your victory. Take your victory. Take your victory. Para de candeca e porotem bracano baba bale tabo la bala bala. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Can I recommend that you get through these little books, The Law of Faith? It introduces also the basics of faith. God won't speak to your mountains. You and I, we have to do it. Your faith comes alive. You demand of God for his intervention. Then you address your situation to take command. You address your situation to take command. We have left it to God so they don't bow. It's our responsibility to speak to the mountains of our life. Get off my way. Get off my way. Get off my way. The mountain of defilement, get off my way. The mountain of spiritual laxity, get off my way. The mountain of sickness and disease, get off my path. Address the situation. Refuse to doubt in your heart. And take your victory. Bero dakeno. Embreko nage. Eketo barada. Shegle kerado barade. Ekanka tangalanto preko. Bebenkereko tangleroda. Bemblabam baranda balada. Bembro don clery dabaya. Address the mountains of your life. Get them to clear off your path. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, precious name we are praying. Whatever mountain you have addressed, they have obeyed you. You didn't address them in your name, but in his name. And at his name, every name bows. All your mountains are bowed out. You are waking up in the morning to a brand new world. With your eyes already healed. With your ears popped open. With your heart beating correctly. with your liver, your kidney, your bones, your marrow functioning perfectly. With every terminal disease disappearing. With every confusion gone forever. With depression out of your life. I declare it so according to your faith in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, do you believe I'm able to do this? He said, yes. He said, now, get it according to your faith.
Yes.
Not according to my faith. According to your faith. Hear what I said. I decree so according to your faith.
Yes.
I decree so according to your faith. I decree it so according to your faith. I decree so according to your faith. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks.
Somebody give God more thanks. Rejoice, 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 rejoice. It is done. Come on, you can shout to the Lord. Faith will always shout with thanksgiving. Rejoice. Your testimonies are here. Rejoice. The miracles are here. Rejoice. The wonders are here. Rejoice. Your testimonies are here. Come on, let's glorify him. Let's rejoice in him. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. In the name of Jesus. Announce to your neighbors right now, you'll soon hear my testimony. You'll soon hear my testimony. You will soon hear my testimony. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Tomorrow is day 3 at Shiloh 2022. Get ready for greater things that God will do in Jesus' precious name. Will you bless your neighbor with the goodness of the Lord right now? Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Shiloh 2022 and Covenant Highways. Greet your neighbors as you go.
Love boosted faith is a faith that works. Not self promoting faith. Yes, I believe God. I believe God. I believe God for a message.